afternoon, everyone. It's 2 o'clock on Sunday, the 20th of August. And I'm sitting in the garden with my tea again, like I did the other day, Friday, whenever it was. Feeling a bit, I don't know. I've been trying to double a dose of my tablets that don't make me feel particularly great when I first take them. I've been on 1.5 all week. Last night I took the double whammy. I'm all right, I just feel they make me feel quite tired and nauseous. But it'll wear off. Horrible things they are, and they're very expensive. A lovely day. The sun was out earlier and then it clouded over, but it's back out again now. Roland's at work. Connor's, I don't know if Connor's at work, but he's at his girlfriend's if he isn't. A lovely bird. I don't know what that bird is. Don't know if anyone else can tell me. It's in the trees at the end of the garden. There's blooming insects over me. Oh, go away, insect, whatever you are. Obi's just sitting in the doorway here. Right, I'm going to swat these things. Get off. What? Lammy. He doesn't realise I'm... Lammy doesn't realise I'm out here. He's gone upstairs looking for me. He'll be down in a minute. Here he comes. He's coming now. He'll probably go to the kitchen. He's looking for me now. Where's he gone? He's looked on the chair. He's gone in the kitchen. Oh, poor little devil. He's such a... Poor... Huh? What? Oh, yeah, he will find me in a minute. Niall's out here with me. Obi's just inside behind me. Don't go, son, please. Been thinking a lot about Ali. I woke up, as predicted, I fell asleep after I did that recording last night. Niall squashed right up against me. Here he comes. Has he seen me yet? I'm here, you div. Niall squashed up against me, leaning on me like golden retrievers do, although he's a cross. But he's very retrieverish in his ways. And I fell asleep and woke up about 2:45, I think. And I was awake till, I remember it being 6:30. And I fell asleep all morning. It's a beautiful day. Lovely bird. Oh, I keep thinking, I wonder how Ali's wife's coping, and I keep thinking of him. And Obi said he always had a smile on his face. He was very quiet, quite a quiet man. And we've all got a TV in there. We don't have to pay like in a hospital. It's free. I don't watch mine because Carol and I usually talk the whole time, and him as well to a certain degree, but he was quite deaf. And if his TV was on from the last person and no one had turned it off, you know, from the person who'd been in the chair before, he'd say to Carol's husband, "Can you turn the TV off because I can't hear the conversation?" He always wanted to hear the conversation because he'd be trying to lip read it. He's a very quiet man, but he took everything in. So there were 4 of us, and now there's 2. And already we've got a new person instead of Val. She's an Asian lady called Gerberjan. She's very quiet. She doesn't say much. She's not unpleasant. And then yesterday we had another lady that started out in our bay. She doesn't speak much English. Well, I don't think she speaks any. But something went wrong with her machine, so she had to be transferred somewhere else. Come back, son. And I was come back instead. Oh, goodness me. You lunatics. The blackbirds aren't singing anymore. I don't know whether they go anywhere, but they're not here. They go from about the beginning of March till the beginning of end of July, beginning of August, with their singing. It's the males. I think it's probably that's the end of the breeding season now, and we won't hear them again till March. But I don't know what this bird is. It might be a robin, because they sing all the year round. Ooh. One fluttered. Oh, I was still leaning on me. It's not cold without the sun. It's just nicer when it's out. Darling, do you think the sun's going to come back? What are the clouds looking like? It's going to rain tonight, apparently. Yeah, I know. I think I might have had the only bit of sun there was now. That wind is a bit chilly. Oh, please, do give us a break. Feel it coming again, I think. Is it coming? The sun. No, he said it isn't. That wind might blow the clouds away, I hope. It's been a very windy summer. It hasn't been much of a summer, to be fair, but we had a few hot days in, I think, at the end of May or beginning of June, and thunderstorms then. But August, definitely. July was, can't remember, I think it was not very good, and August has been awful. It's just been, we've had a few sunny days here and there this week. It's not been too bad as last week, but on the whole, it's been a pretty miserable experience for the school kids who broke up for the summer at the end of July. And we go back in a couple of weeks. But it's been a very windy summer. Well, I don't know if this sun's coming back now. A summer dress on and shivering a little bit now. Always living hope. Got flip-flops on as well. I have to grab each bit of sun that comes. Except this morning I think it was sunny and I slept through it. Well, it was supposed to be, according to the weather forecast at least. Yeah. I haven't used Excel for years. I don't like, well, I used to not like it that much. Although I did exams in it and I got 100% in it, but I don't know if I can remember how to use it now.
Oh, not again.
Oh dear. He's going to get a beer. Any excuse? I'm going to send him down the shops in a minute. I should go myself, really. Anyway, folks, it's not too cold while the wind doesn't blow round me. It's blowing up in the trees at the moment, but the sun's not here. So I'll leave you for now and I'll let you know if there's anything to report.
Do it again. I will sit the wrong table in the wrong column and row it should be. I've cancelled all by again now. Start again.
You'll get there. By the end of the day. That's the end of the day. It's supposed to. I can feel the sun. I felt it break through the clouds very slightly. I can feel the warmth of it. It's meant to rain starting from 7 o'clock tonight.
I should be home by then.
Why, where are you going?
Oh, the co-op,
remember? Oh, yeah, I hope you've been and gone to the co-op by then. Okay. I don't know. He won't have had lunch. Oh, he didn't have any breakfast this morning. I asked him before he left. Not necessarily, no. They don't. Well, you can't, because there's usually none left. It's coming out again now. Here it comes. They don't always get called down to breakfast. It's only very rarely. If there's breakfast left, the cook will call them down and say, there's stuff left, you can eat, have it if you want. But sometimes they don't have time, and a lot of the times there's not really anything left.
Time for breakfast,
yeah, but though you can't make, if the guests have eaten all the food, you can't get them to make more. They're not going to make more for you, are they?
You're asking the guests, you know, this is breakfast and buffet, yeah? Have a conscience as well. Have a conscience, okay?
Yeah, whatever.
That makes me think about when we go have buffet, yeah, in the hotel. It shouldn't be good and eat it all.
Well, I don't do that because I can't eat most of what a fried breakfast consists of. You always eat what you could take. Some people get very greedy with these help yourself things. Like you say, they pile their plate up, their eyes are bigger than their belly, and then they just waste it. It's no good to anyone after that. But you don't do that. Now this sun, it's there, but it's coming brighter.
Oh, it's bright,
yeah, it's very bright now. But I don't think it's going to stay because the wind's too much. It keeps blowing the clouds. This time 2 weeks, we'd be on our way, won't we? Oh, we should be there. Shouldn't we? We're going away for 2 days, from the Sunday to the Tuesday, because without not doing my dialysis, which I'm not ever prepared to do, I can't go anywhere else. I mean, we can't go for any longer than that. Because it's apparently harder to find somewhere to fit you in the UK than it is to go abroad to do it. It's going again. Oof, that breeze is a bit chilly. Anyway, I will be back if there's anything else to say. Bye bye for now.